This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back to the afternoon show. John Johnson, Al Morgani, in for the crew. Joining us on the line, if you didn't hear already, and he's sponsored by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. The one and only Elliot Shore Parks. Good afternoon, Elliot.
Man, I like that little mix right into the, you know, that first song switch into to the theme song. I liked it. It was a new little twist. So good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, I'm expecting you as a halftime show on your own after that, Elliot.
I think a few less people would watch.
All right, Elliot, let's start here. Obviously, are you still at the NovaCare Complex?
Just left the NovaCare Complex, yeah. So they were back at work today. Jalen, not at practice. Didn't see him in the locker room either. So I would expect when the injury report comes out, which should be shortly, I'd be pretty surprised if he wasn't just ruled out with that concussion.
So while we're all expecting, based on seeing your Twitter feed, other beat reporters, the latest reports, we're all expecting Kenny Pickett. Are you surprised you didn't at least physically see Jalen Hurts like on the sideline or anywhere?
You know, with concussions, normally you don't see the player. 2 weeks ago when Reed Blankenship had one, he was out there for one of the days, but that feels like a pretty rare occurrence. Even just from the perspective of they like to sometimes play chess with this stuff and, you know, maybe make the other team think he might play. I'm a little surprised at least one day he wasn't out there, you know, whether that's throwing or whatever. But yeah, the concussion protocol can be pretty strict. And so overall, no, it felt like maybe there was never a chance he was going to play this week.
So looking at Sunday's game, we know the Cowboys have nothing to play for. They were mathematically eliminated before they played the Buccaneers. Having said that, they've won 4 or 5. Why, I don't know. Maybe they like Mike McCarthy and don't want him to lose his job, but it seems inevitable. My going back and forth with Al thus far, as much as I certainly think the Eagles are going to win, I'm worried about Kenny Pickett. How do you feel about Kenny Pickett going into this game? I know it's a broad question, but how do you feel about Kenny Pickett?
I feel good about Kenny Pickett. I think he played pretty well against Washington. I think it's an underratedly hard thing to do, to come in cold off the bench, and in this case, both literally and figuratively, because it was freezing at that stadium on Sunday, and play well. I mean, he didn't get any reps that week with the starters. He hasn't gotten any reps with AJ and Devontae really all year. I mean, I would guess at most since he signed here, he's maybe gotten 10 reps with those guys, and the number might even be zero. So I think all those things considered, I thought he played pretty well. I think what you did see with him is he is very comfortable, like, throwing with anticipation. There were a lot of times where he threw the ball when AJ and Devontae were not out of their cuts yet, or, you know, their backs were still to Kenny, and he was comfortable letting it rip. So I think with a full week of practice, he'll be even better. But you mentioned, you know, why are the Cowboys winning at this rate they are?
Yeah.
They have 12 turnovers in the past 5 games forced on defense. So my concern would be, I think Kenny can move the ball. We saw last week, though, he had the interception. He fumbled it one time in the pocket. Was lucky he didn't have another one. So I have confidence in him, but my concern would be turnovers.
Elliot, coming from the world I come from, the fact that the quarterback mentioned the injury on his own after the game, was that an indication that it's worse than I thought anyway when he suffered it?
The rib injury you're talking about with Kenny? So I don't remember if he brought it up, but I think that he was, you know, you could see during the game he was kind of moving it. He had x-rays. He was asked about that. So, you know, I do think it's not a nothing injury. He said this week that He normally plays with some padding on his ribs. I think he's going to play with maybe a little extra this week. And, speaking of coming from your world, hockey players, like, I think there was no shot he was missing this game. Like, this is such a big opportunity for him to get a start, where next year potentially a team looks at him as a starter, to get a start with these type of players, this offensive line, these skilled players. Like, this is a really, really big opportunity for him. So I never really thought there was any chance he was going to miss this game.
Does he have what I guess I call a third down presence? I kind of separate quarterbacks in this league by their ability to engineer. Does he have that kind of presence?
So first, I couldn't agree with you more. I think third down is really what separates like great quarterbacks from elite game-changing ones. And really, that's where Jalen has kind of been at his best this year at times. He hasn't been great on first and second down, but when they need a play, like he's been great at it. And I think Kenny against Washington showed that as well. I mean, he stepped in his first throw was a 3rd-and-7 completion to AJ. He had 2 fourth down conversions. He had another big third down conversion late. He had a 3rd-and-15 where he almost got it, and he arguably should have if that flag wasn't picked up. So I do think the main positive really from last week was that he showed an ability on big down to make the play. And that's definitely encouraging going into this weekend.
Is it fair to say that Dallas is going to do the obvious defensively? They'll do what Washington did. They'll stack the box and say, Kenny Pickett, beat us.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's two ways that they can beat that. First is, I think it would benefit the team and the offense if early on in the game, Kenny Pickett held on to one of these RPOs. And you know, even if it's a loss, even if it's a 2 or 3 yard gain, just the idea in the edge's mind of the Cowboys that they need to at least respect him holding on to that ball, I think would be huge. You saw in the Washington game, early on, they kind of respected it. I wonder how much of that was just kind of muscle memory from Jalen being in there. But as the game went on, they stopped, and nobody was going with Kenny when he did the RPO. So I think it would benefit him to hold that. But the other thing is, if they're going to stack the box, like, their secondary is not that good. If you're going to get one-on-one coverage with AJ and Devontae, Kenny is willing to get rid of it quickly. He is willing to throw with anticipation. So I think, you know, he could still beat this Dallas secondary on Sunday, but I think holding on to the ball in this RPO game would be beneficial.
I'm very curious what your answer to this question will be. So the Twitter poll I put out reads as follows. Who is Sunday most on? I gave 3 options. Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, or Vic Fangio? Which of the three, obviously they all have a responsibility, but which of the three would you say it's most on?
I would say it's most on Kenny. I think it's a good 3 options. I think, you know, going up against Cooper Rush and the Cowboys offense without CeeDee Lamb, you know, they're really over, you know, whatever, 17 points, whatever you want, 14 points is inexcusable. Like Dallas, I know that they've been playing better, but they've been winning because the defense forces a lot of turnovers and the offense doesn't turn it over. They haven't been winning because Cooper Rush has been like some outstanding quarterback, you know, throwing them to wins all the time. And now that they don't have CeeDee Lamb, I could definitely see an argument for, okay, this defense can't let up a ton of points. But ultimately, like, this is Kenny's shot. You know, this is his shot to get a starting job next year. This is his shot to show that them trading for him was the right call. And the Cowboys' defense really isn't that great either. They have a good defensive line, but their secondary and their back 7 in general really aren't that good. So this is on Kenny to take care of the ball, get over 20, 23 points, and make sure they win the game.
Final question for me. Al and I have been debating this already. Al thinks it's going to be a nice
WIP.
It'll be a nice victory that the Eagles will be able to sit some of their starters in the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be a one-score game with 6 minutes remaining. How do you see this game playing out?
I'm more with Al on this one, and maybe that's worrisome that me and him are on the same side. But I just think that, you know, for all the talk of the Cowboys playing hard despite being eliminated from the playoffs, like, they spent all last week prior to that Tampa game thinking they had a chance at the playoffs. I know it was a slim one, but they weren't eliminated from it, and they probably thought the Eagles would beat Washington. This will be the first time we'll see them truly eliminated, where Monday through Saturday, that work week doesn't have the same feel as a team that's pushing for the playoffs. So for all the talk of Mike McCarthy hasn't playing hard, we'll see if they play hard this week. And I just think the Eagles are so much more talented than this team. No CeeDee Lamb is a huge part, so I think the Eagles win this one pretty comfortably.
You know, I lied. I do have one more question, only because I'm working with Al. Al's a huge music person, goes to a ton of concerts. Do you have any, did you purchase any tickets, or are there any upcoming concerts you want to go to?
Well, so I'm actually going to see Oasis in July, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Oh, but My Chemical Romance you got to go to in August.
Okay. All right, I'm in.
I'm going to MCR in August. I'll see you there.
Where is Oasis playing?
It's in Wales. So it's their first show in 25 years.
Wait a minute. You're going to Wales to see them?
Yeah. So the 1 month of the year where the Eagles have nothing going on, they just so happen to be playing there. So I'm pretty excited.
Ooh.
Elliot Short Parks. Thanks, Elliot. Have a good weekend, man.
Yep. All right. Talk to you guys then.
Al, you ever go to, he's going to Wales to see a concert.
My mom used to read the Child's Christmas in Wales when I was a kid to us. And I don't even know where it is. I think it's Ireland,
isn't it? It borders. Yeah,
I think it's like
Ireland.
One of them. Yeah, the Prince of Wales Trophy in hockey.
You should know the geographic location of Wales because of the trophy.
Yeah, I don't know, Prince of Wales.
Elliot's been known to fly across the pond to go to concerts.
Yeah,
he's a big fan of a lot of British artists.
Yeah, he's got a style to him that is.
He's a big girl band fan as well.
No.
Yeah, he's a big Spice Girls fan.
Get out of here.
He flew to Ireland to go see them.
I'm not buying this.
I'm Justin, are you aware of this story?
I'm not aware of this story. I'll go along with it if you want me to.
I can tell you with 100% certainty that of the various musical artists that Elliot likes, one of his favorites is the Spice Girls. And when they had a reunion concert in, I believe it was either Ireland or London. It was one or the other. He flew out there specifically to see them in concert. Does that make you look at him differently now?
Yeah.
That would be correct!
But I like the, posh or whatever, but I would never go. I guess it's an age difference. I just remember bringing my daughter to see the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
So I can't.
He's a big fan.
I hope he wasn't there.
All right. Let's get back to the phone. Tom in Dover's on WIP. Hey, Tom. What the hell's that?
That's a lion.
Tom, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's going on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, are you at the zoo?
Am I with the zoo?
Are you at the zoo? What's that noise in the background?
Oh, no, that was my, I had my windows rolled down, man. I was trying to meet somebody to pick up a shampoo chair. My wife is a hairdresser. And
oh, cool.
I was picking up a shampoo chair with somebody. I guess they lost their shop or something, and they was selling their stuff. And I'm trying to find the address. Sorry about that. But listen, man, I only called in, man, because I was listening to John, man, at the beginning of the call, as soon as he came on the radio.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy that answered the phone. I said, "Do we have a problem? We didn't have a problem with Pickett on Sunday. We had a problem with Devontae dropping the pass.
True.
That was the problem. And we wouldn't even be having these conversations about Pickett right now. If Devontae would have caught the ball, if Saquon might have caught the ball that he dropped, even though that was a hard catch, and the defensive player made a hell of a play knocking the ball out of his hand while he was on his back.
Yeah.
But, I think overall, Pickett played a pretty good game, man, for real. I don't think he played that bad.
I mean, to be thrown into a game the way that he did, I don't know how much more I could ask. He could have been a hell of a lot worse if you thought he played bad. Duh. I don't disagree with that part of it, Tom. But now, he's had a week to prepare. But, again, the opposition has also had a week to prepare specifically for him, knowing that it was going to be him. I just don't see it being that easy for him.
But the opposition really ain't that good, man, for real. I mean, this is a bad Dallas team. I don't care if they won 4 out of 5, and I know they're going to get up for us and all that, but they're really not that good. And I think A.J. Brown is going to go crazy on them because not only is they going to be without CeeDee Lamb, they're going to be without Diggs, too.
Yeah.
So, they ain't going to have nothing back there in the secondary. I mean, and I'm talking about as far as their secondary back there. So we should have a field day with these guys. They probably will stack the box, and I don't see Saquon having a big game. But I think we should be able to open up and beat these guys, man, by at least 10 to 13 points, man. 27-13, 27-14, something like that.
I hope so.
I don't think it's going to be close, man. I'm going to be sitting down in the rain, so – they better answer the bell and get it over with.
Tom, good luck finding that salon chair. Those things are heavy, Al.
What?
The salon chairs?
I never picked one up.
I mean, you look at them like, oh, it's a chair. Those bad boys are hundreds of pounds.
Well, a barber shop.
It's a barber shop chair.
Yeah,
but
those are cool. Got little pedals on them and stuff.
Well, that's what it is, but with added stuff to it because it's for a salon. So it's more than just the chair. It has all the extras. It could have the hair drying dome. You know what I'm talking about? Like the dome that goes over someone that's getting their hair done that dries their hair. It could have...
I don't know. No
idea.
You've
seen a salon.
They still have those? That looks like it's from the 50s.
They're still good today. People still use them.
Don't these get so air in? I would think they're just put a fan up top.
What do you think? They just hang a box fan?
I don't know. When you get your hair cut at a fancy place, you go in and it's kind of frightening because you see what you really were dealing with. Because there's women running about with tinfoil coming out their head and
that's how it works.
What the hell is this?
They're trying to look good for you, Al. No, what do you think your wife goes through? For some reason, it's why am I doing this? Look at Al. He doesn't care, but she does it for you.
I'm whoa, man. It's I don't allow the work that goes into that, man.
So the line for the game is currently standing at 7.
7?
I didn't know this, but it was at one point at 8.5. And it's gone down to 7. I thought it would be the other way around when we found out that Pickett.
Well, no, CeeDee Lamb.
That's the
difference.
Since yesterday, it's been steady at 7 points. It's still 7.
Wow, that's a good bet.
Wow,
why
only 7?
Well, it might be listening to you.
It's got to be Kenny Pickett, right?
I guess it is. I mean, that'd be the only reason. I mean, I would think it'd be a bigger line with the receiver going out. I thought it would jump the other way.
I wonder, what we don't know, and he's not telling you anything, how the ribs are. How significant is the rib issue?
Well, Elliot didn't seem to make much of it. I always think ribs are much worse.
You're twisting, you're torquing your body to throw it.
If you get hit, that's my worry, is that he gets hit. What are you going to feel like if in the first quarter... somebody buries him.
If Micah Parsons gets through and then lands on top of him. And he's going to target that specific area.
So let me ask you, put it this way.
Okay.
Imagine that injury had happened to Hurts. How would you feel going into this game?
If Hurts had
got hit,
the injured rib?
When he got hit on a sack.
Well, I mean, the difference being, I know that he would still be mobile. He has...
I would be horrified with him because he'll try to run with it. And I'm telling you, I don't care how much you think it's good sportsmanship or whatever. If a quarterback has an injury and you can hit him legally, and you know that there's an area you can hit him legally, guess what?
Well, that's the goal to win. That's how you do it. The most important player.
You might want to take
them out.
You might as well put the target on it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm worried about it.
Wait, but you think they're going to cruise to a victory?
Well, I don't think he's going to get hit. I'm assuming that he'll get protected. They'll call a game plan like that. Their offensive line's really good. He won't venture out of the pocket and get whacked like that.
I would assume that Dallas, for whatever they are not, what they are going to do because they have nothing to lose is they will have multiple downs where they will just send the house just with the intent of getting their hands on him. To try to, to do something for the rest of the game. I assume you'll see a lot of that in the first quarter from Dallas. And whether he can get the ball out or not, that could be the indicator of the entire game.
That's where Saquon takes a short pass and runs 73 yards.
Mm. Aaron in Norristown's on WIP. How you doing, Aaron?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing good. It's a Friday.
Yeah, well, I hear you like to be worried all the time, and it seems to suit your mantra. But I want to ask a couple questions because you seem to point to everything to be worried about.
Okay.
You realize that we just played the 5th-ranked offense, and we're now going to be playing the 21st-ranked offense without CeeDee Lamb?
Without...
We have a defense that gives up 275 yards a game that had one bad quarter. You're also right. If I have to hear you say stacking the box one more time,
am I wrong? Is that not what they're going to do?
A team that's 27th in defense, you're worrying about stacking the box.
I just want to flip them all the birds. But that's it. But that's what they're going to initially do. They're not going to play Saquon.
The gentleman is a professional athlete quarterback, and he can complete passes. They're 27th against the pass.
Okay.
They're 27th in defense. I mean, do you go to the games?
I go to as many as I can. But if I don't, I'm watching them
Sunday?
Like everybody else. No, I'll be watching it at home.
Are you going this Sunday?
No, I'll be watching it at home.
Okay. Well, a lot of us are going and hope to enjoy the game with our schedule. We're great to have a 1 o'clock game. And
yeah.
There's a lot. Let me ask you a couple questions.
What does that have to do with anything?
Since you're worried about so much, what about the Eagles team this weekend are you confident about? Is there anything you're confident about?
I am confident that the defense will return to what they were every other game. So I'm not expecting Dallas to score many points.
There you go. Okay. So the Eagles should be able to score 20 against the 27th ranked defense. Number one. Number two.
I hope so.
The kickoff, if I may, the kickoff returns that were a problem last week were because, as Elliot just pointed out, it was like 20 degrees down there with like a 10-degree wind chill.
Okay.
With the ball now being able to travel, it's going to be 64 degrees. It's not going to be raining. Rain's going to end at like 9 a.m.
It's going to be 64 on Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be warm.
Holy cow.
The end zone.
Really
Dallas
warm.
Is not going to get the short field. You know, the reason Washington did what they did is that a short field on every drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to drive 70 yards on every drive against the Eagles. The kickoffs are going to go into the end zone as man has been putting them there all year. The reason they weren't getting there on both teams was because the ball.
Well, again, to my point though, Aaron, the only thing that gives
me can you address my point?
Hold on. The only reason I'm not concerned, I don't envision a loss, but I see a nail biter at the end, and the only reason is because you're starting a backup quarterback who has limitations, and by the way, has a rib injury.
Okay, and who is the quarterback on the other team going to be throwing the ball to?
He'll have a couple different guys, but none of them named CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, so what about we want to start stacking boxes? How about the Eagles start stacking the box? Where the hell are they going to go?
I know you keep bringing up the Eagles defense again. I expect the Eagles defense to play well. What I'm worried about is Kenny Pickett. Will they be able to score enough points?
Pass interference. Would he have completed two long passes last week?
Sure, of course. Yeah,
okay,
but every game, Aaron, is a lot of ifs and whats. Every game has those.
Do you have more faith in the Eagles offense versus the Cowboys defense or the Cowboys offense versus the Eagles defense?
I have more confidence in the Eagles defense versus the Cowboys offense.
Okay, which offense do you think is going to move the ball better?
I would hope it will be the Eagles.
Most people would
They have far more weapons. There's no reason but you're so your overwhelming confidence is why I'm concerned.
It's not overwhelming, it's based on some facts.
Yeah, well, it was the same facts when they took on Washington, and the same thing when they took on
quarter.
When it was a nail biter against Carolina.
Dallas has won 4 or 5.
It wasn't one quarter against Washington. They scored 12 points in the final three quarters.
It was one quarter of football.
It was 21-7 after the first, yes, but then they only scored 12 points the rest of the game.
So a gentleman who comes off the bench in the second quarter of a game or first quarter of a game who hasn't played all year and it's 20 degrees on the road. Do you think he'll play a little bit better after a week of practice at home behind his home with his home crowd behind him?
I would hope so, yes. I would hope so, yes.
There you go. If he plays a little bit better in the Eagles defense, you don't see the Eagles could possibly win this game like
27-17. Of course, yes.
There you go. So I'm trying to get you off of the world is dying, the sky is falling.
Well, the reason, see, the other thing is too, Aaron.
Before one of our two last home games, the last one that probably matters, to be a little bit upbeat. You don't have to be a pom-pom waver.
No. But you understand it's the backup and he's got a rib injury. Like, I'm supposed to say, no big deal.
You understand
I got
the
this.
Other 21 players on the Eagles. And by the way, let me ask you another question.
The quarterback's the most important by far, though.
John, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
During this Eagles 10-game winning streak,
yeah.
Were any of those games, did you ever come on the air and tell me how badly Jalen Hurts played?
Of course I did. There was the Carolina game scared the hell out of me.
If they can win 10 in a row with a badly playing Jalen Hurts, then they could win games without their quarterback playing that well, too.
Okay.
21 out of the 22 players on the team are better on the Eagles. The Eagles are going to win the game, and when you come on Sunday night or whenever you come on, I hope you feel much better and you're much calmer and you're not as worried and horrified.
Aaron, let me ask you this final question.
Sure.
Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, and Vic Fangio, those three guys, who is Sunday most on?
So – it's an unanswerable question because I'm not going
to
answer.
No, it's a Twitter poll. You are forced to answer one of the three.
Football's a team game.
No, get out of here. Get out of here with this nonsense. I'm forcing you to choose. That's the whole idea of a Twitter poll. Just shut the hell up and do what you're supposed to do.
There's no, I choose all of the above.
No, you have to choose one of the three.
I always put all of the above because I figured I had a better chance. Anytime it said none or all. That was confusing. None or all. If they were both there, you're done.
If it's none or...
Sometimes you're A, B, none of the above, or all of the above. Like, oh, they're both there. Now what?
You got a 50-50 shot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it's one of them.
Multiple choice like that. Yeah, that I always figured, if there's only one of them, it's, you know, you got to... It could be all kinds of options.
What kind of test taker was Al Morgani?
When in college, if I could sit behind Glenn Mack now, I was good.
215-592-9494. You guys on hold, stay right there on the other side. Al, we have a definitive answer.
On what?
What should be the sport on Christmas moving forward? We have the numbers to run by you.
Cool.
That's coming up next. It's 324. Hallelujah! Welcome back, everybody, to the WIP Afternoon Show. John Johnson, Al Morgani filling in. Al, I got some fascinating numbers for you. I think you're going to like them.
All right.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
Fascinating.
I don't know. So one of the topics we had yesterday, in fact, it was our Twitter poll about Christmas, because the NFL decided on a Wednesday, screw it. We're putting games on a Wednesday. We don't care about the NBA.
Yeah.
The last 20, 25 years now, the NBA has thrived on Christmas. That is their unofficial start to the season, even though it's like 30 games in. That's when they believe, all right, everybody starts to pay attention to us. We're going to put on a show. We'll have a quadruple header. Sometimes it's five games in a row, and we'll make a killing ratings-wise. Well, the NFL, as we talked about, said, well, we don't care. We're going to put our games on. We have no loyalty to you. We now have the official ratings from Christmas.
Okay.
So, as you pointed out, the two NFL games were on Netflix. So, that's going to have an impact on how many people are watching, because it's a pay to have Netflix versus the NBA games, of which at least two-thirds of them were nationally televised games on a standard network.
Okay.
Well, so they take the average. All the NBA games average out the viewers. And then they did the same thing with the two NFL games. So the NBA, 5.25 million people on average watch the NBA on Christmas. That's a large number. It's their best Christmas in 5 years.
Good teams, yeah.
The NFL, 24.2 million people on average watch those two games. What's that? Nearly five times the amount of people watched on Netflix versus standard television preferred the NFL. The NFL's a monster. Al, five times the amount watch the NFL.
But what you learned is it didn't hurt the NBA.
Yes, it did.
Well, what would that? I thought you told me that they just more people watch the NBA than last year.
Isn't there something to be said for? I mean, some of the games were on at the same time, right?
Yeah, but there's no overlap.
So do you think the NBA is looking at this and being thrilled that the NFL had five times the amount? Because
I think but you already knew it. What it tells you is a lot of people don't care about the NBA. It's the same thing as the NHL or the MLB. If you put an NHL game on, and like three times as many people watched on Christmas Day than the year before, the NHL news story would say three times as many people watched. The NFL story by 300 times as many people watched the NFL. Well, it didn't hurt the NFL.
So
this didn't hurt the NBA. I think you have to realize, and this is the comeuppance. This is why LeBron was probably we own this day.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, a lot of people don't give a damn about the NBA, NHL, MLB, women's basketball, soccer, whatever. They watch the NFL. It's not NBA owns Christmas. No, you would have had that many people, and the other people would have watched, you know, The Grinch Stole Christmas or whatever the hell they're watching.
Right.
But that's just where the NFL is. The NFL is a machine. It doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt the NBA. You have to be. This is where you just got to be happy with what you got.
Do you think the NBA is happy or upset today?
They'll be upset because of what LeBron said. If he didn't say anything, nobody thinks twice about it. It's
We don't talk about it like this.
Basketball fans watched basketball.
Yeah.
Many more people who are football fans. Look at all the to be a basketball fan, really, do you think there's many what I'll call it soccer mums watch basketball?
No.
But they watch football.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
Well, and with the state of the NBA, even though the ratings are saying otherwise, there's a lot of basketball purists who hate the game so much right now that they watch football in spite of basketball.
No, they'll watch basketball. That you just told me that the basketball numbers were very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no negative to this. It's all positive. More people watched basketball and more. Well, not as many people. You could say not as many people watch football. I guarantee you not as many people watch football as last year. I guarantee it.
It was on a...
There was no way it's on Netflix.
Okay. It's on Netflix and it's on a Wednesday versus...
So what was it? Did they have the numbers last year's football compared?
I'd have to look them up.
I guarantee you it's less. But that won't be spun as a negative.
By comparison, that's crazy.
It will be. It will. Yeah, but that's what it is everywhere.
Five times the amount.
It's what it is everywhere. If you put the Sixers and the Eagles on, what's going to happen?
Of course, the Eagles will win.
Well, that's but let's say the Sixers set a record for viewership. Would they get swamped
by
the Eagles?
But the thing is, too, like the NFL games stunk too.
They
stunk
with the Chiefs.
Games. It was, yeah, I know. The teams involved, of course.
Really, and
games
you
themselves.
Know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Halftime.
Beyonce.
Okay. I guarantee.
I have no idea what the NBA did.
I guarantee Beyonce's numbers were better than the game.
Hmm.
Because Netflix is an entertainment entity.
Yeah.
There are people that would have just said, I know at my where I was, something different than when's Beyonce on?
Yeah.
So I guarantee that number is pretty good. But it's just a plus for both. There's no negatives. If LeBron doesn't open his yap, there's no negative to it at all. Because the NBA, NFL will stream this as we had our best streaming numbers in the history ever. Like
they did, by the way.
Well, then that's your win.
Yeah.
And the NBA's will be we had our best Christmas numbers in 10 years. So everybody wins except. LeBron says we own Christmas. Well, you don't. If there was no football games, you wouldn't have any more numbers.
By the way, every story I pulled up to view the ratings included his quote.
Well, yes.
Every single one. Well, there you have it. The NFL in the two Netflix games, 24.2 million on average. And the NBA, 5.25 million. Almost five times the amount for the NFL. First update. On our Twitter poll question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, it's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Al, who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio? You said Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Do you think Kenny Pickett is winning the poll?
Yes.
And by how much? Three options, 100% total. Give me a percentage you think he's winning with.
61.
He is not even winning the poll.
No.
Right now, Kellen Moore is winning the poll with 39%. Coming in dead last with only 30 is Kenny Pickett.
Oh, people. I've been listening to you for too long.
Please vote. Add a comment at John Johnson, WIP. Keyshawn in Pennsville's up next. What's going on, Keyshawn?
What's going on, brother? How you doing today?
How was your holiday, Keyshawn?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good, man. I just relaxed, went and chilled with my family.
Okay.
And, you know, just chilled out. But, you know what I mean? I'm just ready for this game on Sunday. What's going on, Al? How you doing?
Everything's cool.
Keyshawn took a big risk this calendar year.
What'd he do?
He decided to move to Hawaii.
Well, what's so risky about that? That's great.
Well, he's back in Pennsville again.
What the hell? Why?
He tried it out. You know, it worked out for a little while.
It's expensive.
It's
very expensive. It's
yeah.
Very expensive. And it's just, you know, a different culture. But, you know, I like it here better. You know, I like, you know what I mean? It's all good. It's good to try new things.
See, Al,
even if it doesn't work out.
The Northeast region of the country is way better than Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, Keyshawn, how are we feeling about Sunday?
I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay.
I'll be at the game, so
nice.
You know, hopefully they get it done. And, you know, the defense, I more so say it's on the defense. I think the offense can put up points, but the defense has to show up, which I believe they will.
Yeah.
You know, the Sixers, you know, they got it done yesterday. So, you know, hopefully the Eagles can get it done. And the Flyers, too.
Flyers have a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. Anaheim and what's Sunday, Al? It's Anaheim Saturday. Sunday's a 9 o'clock star. Is it Utah? No. It's
LA.
California. It's LA. It's the Kings.
Then the San Jose, and then Vegas, and then
Toronto.
Toronto.
Are they home Sunday? No,
they're on the road. There's nobody home. The ice show is down there.
Yeah, it's the Disney on Ice road trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the end of your road trip.
So,
Keyshawn, let me ask you. I seem to be alone on this island in discussing Kenny Pickett. Should I be worried about his play come Sunday? And you combine with not just being a backup, but whatever the rib issue is he's dealing with.
I think, we'll be okay, man. If we could put up a good, 20 points, 27 points, I think that's enough to get the game. And the defense, I'm telling you, it's going to come down to the game. So, but we'll see.
Keyshawn, thanks, man. Have a good weekend. I hope you're right. Last Sunday against Washington was the perfect storm of bad. Like, so many bad things happened that were uncharacteristic of the Eagles. But, all right. I'm still blown away that the Eagles defense allowed 22 points, yet forced 5 turnovers. 22 points in the fourth quarter, that is. How does that? I've never seen that happen before.
It doesn't happen.
Ever.
No, it doesn't happen. It's just crazy. It's remarkable.
Now, you mentioned yesterday and again when we had Elliot on about judging a quarterback by how he performs on third down.
That's how I judge quarterbacks.
His conversion rate.
Yeah, third and fourth, but mostly third.
So what does that mean about Kenny Pickett? That last week anyway, he was 3-for-16 on third down.
He made a couple of big ones, but early. But yeah, that to me separates... separates quarterbacks on what you do there. It's funny because with Saquon, it changes the dynamic a little. Mm-hmm. Like, the Eagles are a weird team to at the beginning of the season, I remember I was on with TK and said, this is the Eagles with Saquon. If it works out, they're going to be a time possession team.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get the ball back. You run the ball. But you also have that tush push, which to me changes the dynamics of everything because you're in four down territory a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So your third down, your third, fourth is a lot. You double up your chances. And Hurts has been really, that's where I think he kind of, when people said he's a game manager, you're not a game manager if you're that dangerous on third down. That's the difference.
Well,
that's the biggest difference. Like, I don't care where you are. Late in the game, how many times, as long as you get your first down, that's where Saquon, as long as your first down gets you some plus yardage.
I don't understand why the term game manager has this negative connotation.
Because
some of the greatest quarterbacks ever were game managers.
No. The game, it has a negative connotation because it's used in a negative manner. Because people that don't want to give Hurts credit call him a game manager. Yes, in essence, he is a game manager, but who isn't? That's what your job description is. But what makes the separation is when you're a chaos manager, and that's third down.
Yeah.
And that's where you separate the quarterbacks, in my opinion. I mean, Favre, good as he was horrendous at times on third down.
Right.
I mean, jeez,
right.
It's just the game over.
He wasn't a game manager. Well, he would take unnecessary risks far too often. And Jalen had entered that territory with all those turnovers.
Well,
that
yeah.
He had.
Well, now he's but he's.
It's I know the last 10 games have been totally different.
Yeah.
Sure, but that's why he's turned into like this game manager because he plays within an offense. He doesn't go
you're way more than a quote game manager. If it's third down in the fourth quarter late, and that's not a game manager. That's
sure.
A difference maker. He's
Agreed.
A difference maker when you have to make a difference.
Do you think, Al, I've never had this conversation with you, and I know a lot of the listening audience right now doesn't know the answer to this either. Assuming Jalen comes back himself, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
No, the Chiefs are the best
team. You still have the Chiefs.
Well, I don't know how they... I get upset when people complain about the Chiefs. Like, I see all these social media things with the referees giving them all kinds of advantages. And I watch the plays, and I'm like, that's the right call. I mean, it's just the right call. People do stupid things against the Chiefs because they're intimidated by them. That's when they hit the quarterback too hard because they're scared he's going to get away. It's the same thing that used to happen with the Patriots. They were so scared of Belichick that they did stupid things when an ordinary thing would have worked. When the Chiefs, like that 2 weeks ago, and they said it was Mahomes, it was a forward pass, and then Reese said, oh, it was a fumble. It wasn't. It was a forward pass and get hit in the head. It was the right call. But that's what people do against the Chiefs because they're intimidated. Now they're intimidated by Kelce again. They're the best team. I don't care if you win by one. You go week after week after week.
Mahomes has had, up until 2 weeks ago, a very subpar season.
Yeah,
but the defense kind of bailed them out.
And when does he perform?
When it matters most.
Yes.
At the end of the game.
Difference.
He'll put together that game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the NASA correspondent for WIP, Clifford Lentz. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Hey, John. By the way, the NBA is going to be on Prime next year.
Oh, is that a joke or is that for real?
No, seriously. November, yeah.
Oh, no. Al, that's going to hurt them.
NHL's on Prime in Canada on Mondays.
But that's Canada.
Well, but
it's their sport. It's different.
Well, it's like the NBA here. It's like, yeah, I mean, people are getting used to it. I mean, it's just, I mean, we can complain all we want, but look,
I think that's going to hurt their ratings.
It's good for us.
How?
Because we're the
How
only.
How is that good for us?
Because we're the only free thing left in America.
Oh, WIP?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you meant we as in WIP.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Right now, yeah, you don't have to pay
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good for us.
All right. Yeah, I didn't, Cliff, know that the NBA was going to be on Prime next Christmas. Interesting to know that.
By the way, did you watch that game last night?
Which one?
The Thursday night game.
Oh, Seattle the 6-3 final? No, I did not.
No, I was at the movies. I listened to it.
6-3 was the final score, and the Seahawks could be representing the NFC West in the playoffs. By the way,
yes. Also, we could have that our wild card game on Prime this year.
Oh,
They keep showing the Eagles when they're featuring.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be here, right?
What if it was? No, of course it would be here.
Sure, they would host the wild card game.
But when they go on those networks, isn't it mandatory that you're on the local market?
Yeah, WIP would be. Yes, on TV.
Oh,
yeah.
It has
they'll
to be
it,
on.
Yeah, but
if
you'll
it's
you have the Thursday night broadcasters.
Right. If it's one of the two, if you are one of the two teams, your city has to have the broadcast available locally.
Yeah.
It would not be just on a streaming service. Yeah.
Yeah, but their pre- and post-game show is like a clown show. I mean, had Richard Sherman taking an ice bath because he lost the predictions this year. And they had this woman who, Chicago, who runs a steak shop, who likes to drop the F-bomb every other word. So they were flipping the bird back and forth to each other.
Wonderful. Sounds like a great broadcast. That's why you should be listening. Yeah. That's why people got to listen to WIP instead of that.
Anyway, I'm curious, why do we think that Michael Parsons wants to come here?
Everything he does screams he wants to play in Philadelphia. Like between, he loves the Sixers more than anything. He talks great about Philadelphia, unless it's the Eagles. But he's also spoken well about the Eagles too. When you catch him off guard,
yeah, it looks to me like he wants to be here.
The reason I ask is I saw a recent interview with him on one of these shows. One of the million shows. I can't remember which one it was. And he said he's been talking with Jerry Jones about becoming a Cowboy for life.
Well, money talks, right?
Yeah, it could be just negotiating, He is the biggest fear. The thing that I think that they have the motivation to play for is to keep Saquon from getting the record. And I think
I don't think that record's going to come into play here.
Well, how many yards does Saquon currently have?
He needs like 250-something.
I mean, that's very doable, Al.
Well, but if they rest him on the last, I mean, I guess against the Giants,
if they keep him under 100, then he would have to play to get the record against the Giants.
Like, I know I'm expecting come this Sunday, Cliff, that will be the one thing that Dallas eyes, that the two limit him. And if they do that, I wouldn't expect him to play against the Giants. But if they do it unsuccessfully and Saquon has like a 150-yard game and he only needs 100 for the record, Al, how can I not play him against New York? He needs that's the idea of a Philadelphia Eagle owning the single season rushing record. It's one of the most prestigious records to have in the NFL. I mean, I would want him to play in a meaningless game.
Yeah, and you think network wants to have that too, against the Giants?
Right. All of a sudden it becomes a nationally televised game.
I guess. I mean, nationally, I mean, would you care if another running back broke the record this year? Would it be really interesting to you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't to me.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the team plays like and how far they go in the playoffs.
This is the renaissance of the running back. You know, it's with the guy with Saquon and the guy in Baltimore leading the way.
Three of them. In not somebody else signed, too. There were three running backs, I think, signed.
But in terms of the amount of yardage they're putting up this year, it's led by those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cliff, come Sunday, I'm worried about Kenny Pickett. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
So do you think this is going to be – how do you see this game playing out? You think it's going to be a close game throughout the Eagles run away with it?
I said yesterday I think it's going to be a close game. I hope – like that other caller, the one that was giving you a hard time, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I think there seems to be this overwhelming confidence in Kenny Pickett, and I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it either.
Cliff, you are the NASA correspondent. Is there something we need to know?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, you were talking about, after my call, was you were talking about the worst movies of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me add one that I don't think it ever made the theaters, but it was on Netflix. It was called Spaceman.
The one with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, it is the worst. I mean, he's a Czechoslovakian astronaut right there is a stretch who was on a space flight to a cloud on the ends of the solar system when he's joined by a talking spider alien.
Oh.
Who evaluates his life through dream sequences and talking about this, and it goes on and on and on, and it's...
That sounds awful, waiting. Cliff.
Keep waiting for Adam Sandler to do something funny, and he doesn't.
Well, isn't the next Happy Gilmore coming out?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore too.
So Travis Kelce doing the promos for it.
Cliff, have a good weekend, man.
When's that come out?
I don't know, but I know it has a lot of the cast, those who they could get a hold of to be a part of it. He was 30 years old when he did the first one. He's now 58.
Yeah, but so. I still want to see it.
It's gonna be awful. You know it.
I don't think it is, because it can't not be good. Because it was stupid. So you can always repeat stupid.
Adam Sandler had the greatest like backdrops to a movie. Like this is what the movie's gonna be out. Be about, and I always loved it. But then he would crap all over the movie at the end. I always hated the way his movies ended.
Well, that movie was great.
You think
start
so?
To end, yeah.
It was all right.
I can watch that 500 times. And Slapshot, there's no doubt. It's perfect.
A lot of that cast from Happy Gilmore, like Carl Weathers, obviously isn't with us anymore. He can't have him anymore, even though he died in the movie.
Well, I can somehow dig him up, somehow, maybe in a sand trap. I don't know.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 94 WIP is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
A little breaking news.
What do we got?
According to Adam Schefter and the Eagles, Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is officially ruled out for Sunday with a concussion.
Okay. Not shocking in the least, but now we officially know, so...
Dan, well, now watch the gambling line.
Now you're right. Now we really got to watch it. All right. Thank you, Justin. Everybody stay right there. I see everybody on hold. I got your calls coming up on the other side. Also, Brandon Lee Gouten is 355. So John Johnson, Al Morgani filling in. Al, I got some fascinating numbers for you. I think you're going to like them.
All right.
Maybe you will. Maybe you won't.
Fascinating.
I don't know. So one of the topics we had yesterday, in fact, it was our Twitter poll about Christmas, because the NFL decided on a Wednesday, screw it, we're putting games on a Wednesday. We don't care about the NBA.
Yeah.
The last 20, 25 years now, the NBA has thrived on Christmas. That is their unofficial start to the season, even though it's like 30 games in. That's when they believe, all right, everybody starts to pay attention to us. We're going to put on a show. We'll have a quadruple header. Sometimes it's 5 games in a row, and we'll make a killing ratings-wise. Well, the NFL, as we talked about, said, well, we don't care. We're going to put our games on. We have no loyalty to you. We now have the official ratings from Christmas.
Okay.
So, as you pointed out, the two NFL games were on Netflix. So, that's going to have an impact on how many people are watching, because it's a pay to have Netflix versus the NBA games, of which at least 2/3 of them were nationally televised games on a standard network.
Okay.
Well, so they take the average. All the NBA games average out the viewers. And then they did the same thing with the two NFL games. So, the NBA... 5.25 million people, on average, watch the NBA on Christmas. That's a large number. It's their best Christmas in 5 years.
Good teams, yeah.
The NFL, 24.2 million people, on average, watch those two games. What's that? Nearly five times the amount of people watched on Netflix versus standard television preferred the NFL. The NFL's a monster. Al, five times the amount. Watch the NFL.
But what you learned is it didn't hurt the NBA.
Yes, it did.
Well, what were that? I thought you told me that more people watch the NBA than last year.
Isn't there something to be said for, I mean, some of the games were on at the same time, right?
Yeah, but there's no overlap.
So do you think the NBA is looking at this and being thrilled that the NFL had five times the amount? Because
I think but you already knew it. What it tells you is a lot of people don't care about the NBA. It's the same thing as the NHL or the MLB. If you put an NHL game on, mm-hmm. and like three times as many people watched on Christmas Day than the year before, the NHL news story would say three times as many people watched. The NFL story by 300 times as many people watched the NFL. Well, it didn't hurt the NFL.
So
and this didn't hurt the NBA. I think you have to realize, and this is the comeuppance, this is why LeBron was probably we own this day.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, a lot of people don't give a damn about the NBA, NHL, MLB, women's basketball, soccer, whatever. They watch the NFL. It's not the NHL, NBA owns Christmas. No, you would have had that many people. And the other people would have watched, you know, The Grinch Stole Christmas or whatever the hell they're watching.
Right.
But that's just where the NFL is. The NFL is a machine. It doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt the NBA. You have to be, this is where you just got to be happy with what you got.
Do you think the NBA is happy or upset today?
They'll be upset because of what LeBron said. If he didn't say anything, nobody thinks twice about it. It's
we don't talk about it like this.
Basketball fans watched basketball.
Yeah.
Many more people who are football fans. Look at all the to be a basketball fan, really. Do you think there's many what I'll call it soccer mums watch basketball?
No.
But they watch football.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
Well, and with the state of the NBA, even though the ratings are saying otherwise, there's a lot of basketball purists who hate the game so much right now that they watch football in spite of basketball.
No, they'll watch basketball. That you just told me that the basketball numbers were very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no negative to this. It's all positive. More people watch basketball and more you could say not as many people watch football. I guarantee you not as many people watch football as last year. I guarantee it.
It was on a...
It's on Netflix.
Okay. It's on Netflix and it's on a Wednesday versus...
So what was it? Did they have the numbers last year's football compared?
I'd have to look them up.
I guarantee you it's less. But that won't be spun as a negative.
By comparison, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's what it is everywhere.
Five times the amount.
It's what it is everywhere. If you put the Sixers and the Eagles on, what's going to happen?
Of course the Eagles will win.
Well, let's say the Sixers set a record for viewership. Would they get swamped by the Eagles?
But the thing is, too, like the NFL games stunk, too.
They said it was the Chiefs.
Games. It was, yeah, I know. The teams involved, of course.
Games
themselves.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Halftime.
Beyonce.
Okay. I guarantee.
I have no idea what the NBA did.
I guarantee Beyonce's numbers were better than the game.
Hmm.
Because Netflix is an entertainment entity.
Yeah.
There are people that would have just said, I know it might, where I was, something different, when's Beyonce on?
Yeah.
So I guarantee that number is pretty good. But it's just a plus for both. There's no negatives. If LeBron doesn't open his yap, there's no negative to it at all. Because NFL will stream this as, we had our best streaming numbers in the history ever. Like
they did, by the way.
Well, then that's your win.
Yeah.
And the NBA's will be, we had our best Christmas numbers in 10 years. So everybody wins, except LeBron says we own Christmas. Well, you don't. If there was no football games, you wouldn't have any more numbers.
By the way, every story I pulled up to view the ratings included his quote.
Yes.
Every single one. Well, there you have it. The NFL in the two Netflix games, 24.2 million on average, and the NBA, 5.25 million, almost five times the amount for the NFL. First update on our Twitter poll question, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. That's Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Al, who is Sunday most on? Kenny Pickett, Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio? You said Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Do you think Kenny Pickett is winning the poll?
Yes.
And by how much? Three options, 100% total. Give me a percentage you think he's winning with.
61.
He is not even winning the poll.
No.
Right now, Kellen Moore is winning the poll with 39%. Coming in dead last with only 30 is Kenny Pickett.
Oh, people. I've been listening to you for too long.
Please vote. Add a comment at John Johnson, WIP. Keyshawn in Pennsville's up next. What's going on, Keyshawn?
What's going on, brother? How you doing today?
How was your holiday, Keyshawn?
It was pretty good, man. It was pretty good, man. I just relaxed, went and chilled with my family.
Okay.
And, you know, just chilled out. But, you know what I mean? I'm just ready for this game on Sunday. What's going on, Al? How you doing?
Everything's cool.
Keyshawn took a big risk this calendar year.
What did he do?
He decided to move to Hawaii.
Well, what's so risky about that? That's great.
Well, he's back in Pennsville again.
What the hell? Why?
He tried it out. You know, it worked out for a little while.
It's expensive.
It's
very expensive. It's
yeah.
Very expensive. And it's just, you know, a different culture. But, you know, I like it here better. You know? I like, you know what I mean? It's all good. It's good to try new things.
See, Al,
even if it doesn't work out.
The Northeast region of the country is way better than Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, Keyshawn, how are we feeling about Sunday?
I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay.
I'll be at the game, so.
Nice.
You know, hopefully they get it done. And, you know, the defense, I more so say it's on the defense. I think the offense can put up points, but the defense has to show up.
Hmm.
Which I believe they will.
Yeah.
You know, the Sixers, you know, they got it done yesterday. So, you know, hopefully the Eagles can get it done. And the Flyers, too.
The Flyers have a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. Anaheim and what's Sunday, Al? It's Anaheim, Saturday. Sunday's a 9 o'clock star. Is it Utah? No. It's
LA.
California. It's LA. It's the Kings.
Then the San Jose and then Vegas and then
Toronto.
Are they home Sunday?
No, they're on the road. There's nobody home. The ice show's down there.
Yeah, it's the Disney on Ice road trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the end of your road trip.
So,
Keyshawn, let me ask you. I seem to be alone on this island in discussing Kenny Pickett. Should I be worried about his play come Sunday? And you combine with not just being a backup, but whatever the rib issue is he's dealing with.
We'll be okay, man. If we could put up a good, you know, 20 points, 27 points, I think that's enough to get the game. And the defense, you know,
yeah,
I'm telling you, it's going to come down to the game. So, but we'll see, you know.
Yeah. Keyshawn, thanks, man. Have a good weekend. I hope you're right. Last Sunday against Washington was the perfect storm of bad. Like, so many bad things happened that were uncharacteristic of the Eagles. But, all right, I'm still blown away that the Eagles' defense allowed 22 points, yet forced 5 turnovers. 22 points in the fourth quarter, that is. How does that – I've never seen that happen before.
It doesn't happen.
Ever.
No, it doesn't happen. It's just crazy. It's just it's remarkable.
Now, you mentioned yesterday and again when we had Elliott on about – judging a quarterback by how he performs on third down.
That's how I judge quarterbacks.
His conversion rate.
Yeah, third and fourth, but mostly third.
So what does that mean about Kenny Pickett? That last week, anyway,
he's
he was
okay.
3 for 16 on third down.
He made a couple of big ones, but early. But, yeah, that to me separates quarterbacks on what you do there. It's funny because – with Saquon, it changes the dynamic a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Eagles are a weird team to at the beginning of the season, I remember I was on with TK and said, this is the Eagles with Saquon. If it works out, they're going to be a time possession team.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get the ball back. You run the ball. But you also have that tush-push, which to me changes the dynamics of everything because you're in four down territory a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So your third down, your third, fourth is a lot. You double up your chances. And Hurts has been really, I mean, that's where I think he kind of, when people said he's a game manager, you're not a game manager if you're that dangerous on third down. That's the difference.
Well,
that's the biggest difference. Like, I don't care where you are. Late in the game, how many times, as long as you get your first down, that's where Saquon, as long as your first down gets you some plus yardage.
I don't understand why the term game manager has this negative connotation.
Because
some of the greatest quarterbacks ever were game managers.
No. The game, it has a negative connotation because it's used in a negative manner. Because people that don't want to give Hurts credit call him a game manager. Yes, in essence, he is a game manager, but who isn't? That's what your job description is. But what makes the separation is when you're a chaos manager, and that's third down.
Yeah.
And that's where you separate the quarterbacks, in my opinion. I mean, Favre, good as he was horrendous at times on third down.
Right.
I mean, jeez.
Right.
It's just the game over.
He wasn't a game manager. Well, he would take unnecessary risks far too often. And Jalen had entered that territory with all those turnovers he had. I know the last 10 games have been totally different.
Yeah.
Sure. But that's why he's turned into like this game manager, because he plays within an offense. He doesn't go,
you're way more than a quote game manager. If it's third down in the fourth quarter late, and you go, that's not a game manager. That's
sure.
a difference maker. He's
Agreed.
A difference maker when you have to make a difference.
Do you think, Al, I've never had this conversation with you, and I know a lot of the listening audience right now doesn't know the answer to this either. Assuming Jalen comes back himself, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
No, the Chiefs are the best
team. You still have the Chiefs.
Well, I don't know how they... I get upset when people complain about the Chiefs. Like, I see all these social media things with the referees giving them all kinds of advantages. And I watch the plays, and I'm like, that's the right call. I mean, it's just the right call. People do stupid things against the Chiefs because they're intimidated by them. That's when they hit the quarterback too hard because they're scared he's going to get away. It's the same thing that used to happen with the Patriots. They were so scared of Belichick that they did stupid things when an ordinary thing would have worked. When the Chiefs, like that 2 weeks ago, and they said it was Mahomes, it was a forward pass, and then Reece said, oh, it was a fumble. It wasn't. It was a forward pass and you get hit in the head. It was the right call. But that's what people do against the Chiefs because they're intimidated. Now they're intimidated by Kelce again. They're the best team. I don't care if you win by one. You go week after week.
Mahomes has had, up until 2 weeks ago, a very subpar season.
Yeah,
but the defense kind of bailed them out.
And when does he perform?
When it matters most.
Yes.
At the end of the game.
There's a difference.
He'll put together that game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the NASA correspondent for WIP, Clifford Lentz. Good afternoon, Cliff.
Hey, John. By the way, the NBA is going to be on Prime next year.
Oh, is that a joke or is that for real?
No, seriously. November, yeah.
Oh, Al, that's going to hurt them.
NHL's on Prime in Canada on Mondays.
But that's Canada.
Well, but
it's their sport. It's different.
Well, it's like the NBA here. It's like, yeah, I mean, people are getting used to it. I mean, it's just, I mean, we can complain all we want, but look,
I think that's going to hurt their ratings.
It's good for us.
How?
Because we're the
How
only.
How is that good for us?
Because we're the only free thing left in America.
Oh, WIP?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you meant we as in WIP.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Right now, yeah, you don't have to pay
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good for us.
All right. Yeah, Cliff, I didn't know that the NBA was going to be on Prime next Christmas. Interesting to know that.
By the way, did you watch that game last night?
Which one?
The Thursday night game.
Oh, Seattle the 6-3 final? No, I did not.
No, I was at the movies. I listened to it.
6-3 was the final score, and the Seahawks could be representing the NFC West in the playoffs, by the way.
Yes. Also, we could have that our wild card game on Prime this year.
Oh.
Yeah, they keep showing the Eagles when they're featuring.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be here, right?
What, if it was? No, of course it would be here.
Sure, they would host the wild card game.
Yeah, but when they go on those networks, isn't it mandatory that you're on the local market?
Yeah, WIP would be. Yes.
No, on
yes.
TV.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
They'll show it.
It has to be on. You'll have the
Thursday night broadcasters.
Right. If it's one of the two, if you are one of the two teams, your city has to have the broadcast available locally.
Yeah.
It would not be just on a streaming service. Yeah.
Yeah, but their pre and post game show is like a clown show. I mean, had Richard Sherman taking an ice bath because he lost the predictions this year, and they had this woman who, Chicago, who runs a steak shop, who likes to drop the F-bomb every other word, so they were flipping the bird back and forth to each other.
Wonderful. Sounds like a great broadcast. That's why you should be listening. Yeah. That's why people got to listen to WIP instead of that.
Anyway, I'm curious, why do we think that Michael Parsons wants to come here?
Everything he does screams he wants to play in Philadelphia. Like between, he loves the Sixers more than anything. He talks great about Philadelphia, unless it's the Eagles. But he's also spoken well about the Eagles too. When you catch him off guard,
yeah, it looks to me like he wants to be here.
The reason I ask is I saw a recent interview with him on one of these shows. There's a million shows. I can't remember which one it was. And he said he's been talking with Jerry Jones about becoming a Cowboy for life.
Well, money talks, right?
Yeah, it could be just negotiating, He is the biggest fear. The thing that I think that they have the motivation to play for is to keep Saquon from getting the record. And I think
I don't think that record's going to come into play here.
Well, how many yards does Saquon currently have?
He needs 250-something.
I mean, that's very doable, Al.
Well, but if they rest him on the last, I guess against the Giants,
if they keep him under 100, then he would have to play to get the record and against the Giants.
Like, I know I'm expecting, come this Sunday, Cliff, that will be the one thing that Dallas eyes, that to limit him. And if they do that, I wouldn't expect him to play against the Giants. But if they do it unsuccessfully and Saquon has, 150-yard game and he only needs 100 for the record, Al, how can I not play him against New York? He needs that's the idea of a Philadelphia Eagle owning the single season rushing record. It's one of the most prestigious records to have in the NFL. I mean, how I would want him to play in a meaningless game.
Yeah, and you think the network wants to have that too, against the Giants?
Right. Oh my, all of a sudden it becomes a nationally televised game.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, nationally, would you care if another running back broke the record this year? Would it be really interesting to you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't to me.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the team plays like and how far they go in the playoffs.
This is the renaissance of the running back. It's with the guy Saquon and the guy in Baltimore leading the way.
Three of them. Not somebody else signed, too. There were three running backs, I think, signed.
But in terms of the amount of yardage they're putting up this year, it's led by those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cliff, come Sunday, I'm worried about Kenny Pickett. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
So do you think this is going to be – how do you see this game playing out? You think it's going to be a close game throughout?
Well,
the Eagles run away
I
with it?
I said yesterday I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, I hope – like that other caller, the one that was giving you a hard time, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I think there seems to be this overwhelming confidence in Kenny Pickett, and I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it either.
Cliff, you are the NASA correspondent. Is there something we need to know?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, you were talking about, after my call, you were talking about the worst movies of 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me add one that I don't think it ever made the theaters, but it was on Netflix. It was called Spaceman.
The one with Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. It is the worst. I mean, he's a Czechoslovakian astronaut right there is a stretch, who was on a space flight to a cloud on the ends of the solar system when he's joined by a talking spider alien who evaluates his life through dream sequences and talking about this, and it goes on and on and on. And it's
that sounds awful, Cliff.
Keep waiting for Adam Sandler to do something funny, and he does.
Well, isn't the next Happy Gilmore coming out?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore too.
So Travis Kelce doing the promos for it.
Cliff, have a good weekend, man.
When's that come out?
I don't know, but I know it has a lot of the cast, those who they could get a hold of to be a part of it. He was 30 years old when he did the first one. He's now 58.
Yeah, but I still want to see it.
It's going to be awful. You know it.
I don't think it is. Because it can't not be good because it's stupid. So you can always repeat stupid.
Adam Sandler had the greatest, backdrops to a movie. Like, this is what the movie's going to be about. And I always loved it. But then he would crap all over the movie at the end. I always hated the way his movies ended.
Well, that movie was great.
You think
start
so?
To end, yeah.
It was all right.
I can watch that 500 times. And Slapshot, there's no doubt. It's perfect.
A lot of that cast from Happy Gilmore, like Carl Weathers, obviously isn't with us anymore. He can't have him anymore, even though he died in the movie.
Well, I can somehow dig him up, somehow, maybe in a sand trap. I don't know.
Breaking news on Sports Radio 94 WIP is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Little breaking news.
What do we got?
According to Adam Schefter and the Eagles,
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is officially ruled out for Sunday with a concussion.
Okay. Not shocking in the least, but now we officially know, so
then, well, now watch the gambling line.
Now, you're right. Now we really got to watch it. All right. Thank you, Justin. Everybody stay right there. I see everybody on hold. We got your calls coming up on the other side. Also, Brandon Lee Gowton is 355.